Oh, yeah. After a short hiatus, the podcasts are back at the National Football Post. Boys and girls, welcome to a brand new edition we are introducing here at the NFP that we like to call the Road to the NFL. I am your host, Joe Fortenball, and I'm joined by co-host and draft guru extraordinaire, Wes Bunning. Wes, it's been a long time since we fired up the podcast machine. Are you ready to get back after it?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. After the Senior Bowl, just getting back from the Combine, it's go time, man.
Combine was a good week. I was able to get White Castle in there. We knew that was one of my priorities. No White Castles in Eastern Pennsylvania, so whenever I see one in Indy, I got to hit it up. Got my sliders. Good to go. Couple things before we get into today's podcast to talk about. Combine, real quick, I know you've been writing it up, and I know there's more to come, but give me a couple names out there that kind of surprised you this week in terms of on the rise. We all know Sue and Gerald McCoy, the two defensive tackles, had a very good week, but who would be a couple lesser-known names that you think look pretty good after what they did in Indy?
Well, Roger Saffold's a guy that's gone overlooked throughout this whole process, the offensive tackle from Indiana, Joe. But if you look at the top of these tackle class with Anthony Davis, Brian Beloga, Russell Okung, Bruce Campbell, if those four go off the board early, it could end up pushing, like we saw in 2006, it could end up pushing Saffold into that first-round mix. We know Bill Pulley and the Colts loves to go first-round. Big Ten players. Saffold could be in the mix. Another small school guy I really liked was pass rushing extraordinaire Adrian Tracy from William & Mary. This was a guy who just kept showing impressive lateral quickness, balanced body control during the drills, ran well at the combine. A small school hybrid 3-4 outside rusher that I really like.
Tracy and Saffold, two names to keep in mind. Good stuff as always, Wes. Let's get back into what we're doing here today. A little preview for people at the National Football Post. The road to the NFL is something we're excited about here at the NFP. Basically, the idea is we wanted to give our readers and listeners some inside access into what life is like for draft prospects and what this process leading up to the draft is all about. What they go through, how they train, what the combine's like. We've got some great players lined up, and they're going to be giving us a look into their lives for the next 2 months. So we are in store for some very exciting and informative stuff. Podcasts, journals, interviews, we're going to have it all. But basically the point is to take you guys into their lives to see what this process is like for them as they get ready for arguably the biggest day in their lives. Wes, are you getting excited for this? I know I'm excited. We've been talking about this since the Senior Bowl, getting it lined up. It's finally here. How you feeling?
Oh, this is a guy we both like. Let's get into it, Joe.
All right, then. Let's get down to business and welcome our first guest to the road to the NFL. Wes, you and I are both very familiar with this guy. We watched him at the Senior Bowl back in January, and he was very impressive all week in Mobile. So impressive, in fact, that he was named the MVP for the South team at the Senior Bowl. I, of course, am talking about none other than Tulane wide receiver Jeremy Williams. Jeremy, first off, thanks a lot for taking some time out of your busy training schedule to join us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. Anytime.
Now, listen, how hectic is your life right now? I mean, at the end of January, you're in Mobile, Alabama. You're playing football for a week with a bunch of guys you barely know and coaches you've never met. Then a month later, you're in Indianapolis running 40s and bench pressing. Then you turn around and fly back to California to resume your training and preparation for your pro day later this month. Do you ever get a chance to relax?
You know, if I ever get a chance, it's been these past couple of days after the combine. But, you know, I got to get right back to it because, you know, if I get the pro day coming up on the 19th. So I just got to keep running.
Jeremy, can you talk about your balancing, having to do football-related drills, work on your route running, getting ready for the Senior Bowl, competing there, and then instantly jumping in, trying to train for your 40 for the three-cone drill, everything non-football-related. Can you talk about how you balance that back and forth over the last couple of weeks?
Man, it's just constant training on everything. You know, staying in the best shape I can be in and, you know, working on those drills certain times of the day and everything.
You won the you won the MVP award for the South team at January Senior Bowl, where you posted 109 all-purpose yards, catching a game-high 6 passes for 82 yards, in addition to breaking off a 27-yard run. You had a chance to work with the Miami Dolphins coaching staff that week. What did you learn about yourself in terms of what your strengths and weaknesses as a player are?
You know, when I first came into that Senior Bowl thing, I started off real slow, but it's because I haven't played football in a really long time. You know, we didn't go to a bowl game or anything, so I had to get back into the thing. And then, you know, I started to get used to it, and the coaches, you know, they gave me a little reverse play during the game, and, you know, the experience was just great for me.
Jeremy, when we saw that reverse play, and you totaled 107 all-purpose yards during that game, but something that really intrigues me about your physical skill set and ability at the next level is your ability to create after the catch. You look real comfortable with the ball in your hands. You're powerful on the ground, making people miss, creating after the catch. Can you tell us where you got that part of your game and how comfortable you feel once you get the ball in your hands?
I would have to say it's just for me playing running back most of my life before I got to college. And just, you know, always knowing how to just run with the ball and not, you know, I wasn't catching it at first. So once I moved my game outside, I just, you know, just because I can catch the ball doesn't mean I just lose my running back, you know, vision. So that's what I just get at too.
Most people think that the combine in Indy is a place where guys show up, run some sprints, lift some weights, and go home. In reality, there's so much more that goes on than what everyone gets to see on NFL Network. It's not just about the workouts. There's interviews, press conferences, meetings. If you don't mind, can you tell our listeners what a full day in Indy was like for you? For example, the day you ran the 40, what was it like from start to finish?
It started out, they got us up at about 6 in the morning, and we had breakfast. And we had to be ready to go by 7. And then we went and we had to do like a video blog for the NFL coaches so they can, like, I guess, see us on a card or something. I don't know exactly what it was. And then we started our warm-up to do all the drills, you know, the 40, the long jump, the vert, the broad jump, and all that stuff. And that's how I started, and then we were warming up for the 40.
And then when you're done with the workouts during the day, you go back to the hotel room. You're meeting with teams for most of the night, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We had formal and informal meetings with teams. So if it was if they wanted you to meet with the head coach or the GM, that was a formal meeting. And certain players had certain teams, you know, we go there. Some players had like eight or ten of those, and other players only had like, you know, 4 or 5. And that's just who they wanted to meet with, what certain players, the teams wanted to see, you know. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, can you tell us what teams you met with formally, what head coaches you were able to meet, what GMs you were able to meet, and was there any guy that stood in front of you in the form of an NFL personnel man that made you say, wow, I can't believe this guy could possibly be interested in drafting me at the next level?
You know, I met with the Ravens, GM, and all that. Their whole establishment, and that was pretty cool to meet all those guys, you know, face to face. And then I also met with the Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills.
Did you get to meet with Ozzie Newsome?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I shook his hand and talked to him in his meeting room.
What was it like talking with him?
Oh, it was great, man. They pretty much just wanted to know everything they could find out about me and just try to get to know me as a player and, you know, push my buttons a little bit, see how I reacted.
You know, and that's a team that could use some wide receivers, too, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, man, I would love to play in Baltimore.
You know, there's always rumors of scouts and coaches during these meetings that ask you guys some, like, crazy off-the-wall questions just to see how you respond and how you react to them. Did any of the teams ask you anything like that that just kind of blew your mind when you first heard it during the interviews?
Let me think real quick. I think one of the teams brought up some of my past of how, you know, sometimes things were not always great with the coaches and things. So they try to push the buttons and see. They go to your worst part ever and see how you react about it.
Of course, of course.
Jeremy, how do you think your physical workout went at the combine? Obviously, you were one of the top guys in the three-cone drill, showcasing for a big guy that you have the ability to change direction. But was the combine the times that you got back? Can you talk about, you know, what you hope to work on at your pro day and what you thought you did well at?
I thought I did, the three-cone, like you said, and the drills, I thought I did well. But I would like to work on my 40 and my shuttle, because I didn't finish my shuttle. Well, I don't even know if I'll do that again, but I would like to work on that anyway.
What'd you end up running your 40 in, Jeremy?
Oh, I think I got 4.57.
4.57.
You get two opportunities to run the 40 at the combine, and there's a lot of attention that's paid to all the electric timers and stopwatches that are used to clock you guys. What's the key to running a good 40, and what's going through your mind as you're lining up right before you run? This is kind of the marquee event for what you guys are there. Is there a lot of pressure at that point? Are you feeling a little stress?
Yeah, I had to say I was a little bit, just knowing that, you know, this is a big, you know, NFL combine, and everybody put so much emphasis on the 40. You know, you have to hit that big, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, going back to the season, you talked about, I mean, you put up impressive numbers this year, over 1,000 yards receiving, 84 receptions. And the people that what some people don't realize about Tulane is the level of competition you guys face. You're not afraid to go out. You've played LSU in your career. You've played Alabama. Can you talk about some of those defenses you face and how they've helped prepare you for the next level? And who's the best corner you've ever faced in college football?
You know, going against those teams, of course, they're great teams. And they put up a challenge for you to make you realize how good the pros could be. It's just a great compliment to them. And also, the best corner I faced, I have to say, was I think his name's Patrick Peterson from LSU. He's pretty good.
You're no stranger to adversity. Going back to your college days, you battled through some injuries while you were at Tulane, but you bounced back huge as a senior in 2009, coming back from the injury. 84 receptions, 1,113 yards, 7 touchdowns. What was the key to getting your game back to an elite level after suffering an injury like that?
I didn't have an ACL injury. Actually, I had a microfracture. That's what I had. You know, that took a lot of rehab and just getting a lot of strength back in that leg and getting it ready to go. Just working hard at it.
Jeremy, how interested were NFL teams, especially through the medical evaluations and examinations this past weekend, how interested were seeing how your knee checked out?
Oh yeah, they made sure, you know, they got X-rays and MRI of everything. So they just they're picking at it during, you know, all the little physical evaluations and things like that. And they were just really interested in it. So.
Were they 100% satisfied with it?
I believe so. I haven't heard anything negative about it yet. So
okay.
Now that the combine's over, between now and your pro day on the 19th, what's the one thing that you'd want to work on to get yourself ready to be in the best possible shape you can be in?
Just continue working on my routes and my stamina, because I know I'm going to have to run a lot of routes when they come over. And also just working on that 40, my 40 technique, and make sure I have that down.
Jeremy, my final question for me tonight is, if you had to look at a receiver in the NFL and say, you know what, I have a similar skill set, I think I can do something similar to what he's doing in the NFL, what receiver would that be?
Let me see, like I guess like a Pierre Garçon or something.
Not a bad guy, huh, Joe?
Not too bad. Super Bowl. They were in the Super Bowl playing against the Saints, and he was an integral part of getting them there. So can't complain with that. Jeremy, great stuff, man. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us. Best of luck with the training and preparation for your pro day, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. That was Tulane wide receiver Jeremy Williams, who was nice enough to take some time out of his schedule to join us here on the Road to the NFL podcast at the National Football Post. Wes, what did you think? He's a guy that we got a good look at down at the Senior Bowl, flying a little bit below the radar. What's your take?
Yeah, this is one of the few senior wideouts, Joe, in the 2010 draft class that I think has the ability to start on the outside in the NFL. Isn't a burner who's isn't going to be able to run by cornerbacks at the next level, but he's a big physical route runner who builds up speed as he goes, has powerful hands, knows how to go up and get the football, and then once he has the ball in his possession, tough to bring down after the catch. We talked about it before the interview, Joe, but this guy definitely has some Anquan Boldin to his game. I think he could be an ideal number two possession type receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's already off on the right track. He was the MVP for the South team at the Senior Bowl. You know, everything seemed to go pretty well for him at the combine. He's working towards his pro day. So going through the process, taking all the right steps. So you got to be impressed by that. But great interview to start this thing off. The Road to the NFL, it's going to be a great series. We've got several names lined up. Williams is in the books. Do you feel good about number one, Wes? Do you think we both did a good job with our interviewing skills?
Yeah, I think we did a nice job. Couldn't have asked for a better first guy, to be honest. And this is a guy who I really I want to cheer for. I hope he does well the rest of the way. A guy that's under the radar, like you said, but a lot of talent there.
I like it how we're scouting ourselves here at the end to see how much we're screwing up in the process. If anyone's going to be judging it, it should be the listeners and not us. We may be a little impartial, but that about wraps this first installment of the Road to the NFL up. To everyone out there who tuned in, thank you very much for checking us out. I know it's been a while since we've done a podcast, but we've got several more rolling out in the coming weeks and months as we get closer to the end of April and the NFL draft. For Wes Bunning, Jeremy Williams, I'm Joe Fortenball. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time.